when Simin Shin Samach Gimel, we're up to Siv Yud Zayin, and we'll be doing through Chav Beis. So we learned that you cannot use a korah as a heker to permit a carrying in your mavui on Shabbos, a mavui that's open on the fourth side, even though midaraisa it may be a rishus hayachid, you couldn't carry inside it as a gzera that you're going to carry into the rishus harab unless it has a lechi or a korah. So this korah, the horizontal shir hakorah, what is it shir? Rechava tefach, it must be a tefach wide. Va'ovya kol shehu. That means that the ovi of it, the thickness of it, could be anything. Rak shetei chazaka kedei lekabel ariach. It has to be strong enough to be able to support an ariach. What is an ariach? She chatzi levena shel gimel tfachim. That is half of a brick of three tfachim. In other words, a tefach and a half. Dimi rechava dal tfachim in certainly is chazaka lekabel ariach. Unless it's four tfachim wide, in which case we don't have this halacha. Now the reason why you need it to be strong, since unlike lechi, which is mishum mechitza, korah is mishum heker. Mishum heker, it needs a presence, and it's got to look like it's something that's going to remain there. It shouldn't look like something you're about to remove. Now we say that it's a kol shu if it's four tefachim wide, if it is rechov adala four tefachim wide, it doesn't have to be able to hold an ariach. So the halacha is that even though you need a tefach umechza, you can always go ahead and lemaisitz with is only a tefach. You can always go ahead and cement down the extra quarter of a tefach on either side. Now the Mishtabur brings Rashi, gives another reason, and that is that we're afraid that it's gonna get blown away in a ruach metsuya. That's why it has to be so strong. So the question is, let's say it is four tefachim wide. So we said it doesn't be kabel ariach. So what's the halacha there? There it's allowed to be nitl beruach, or they're not? So lemaisa, that's not the pshat that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but in Rashi one can really ask, whether or not, when it's thick, you have this tanai as well. Sif yud ches ma'amidim. What's that? Dahainu. Imi nismeches al yisedis hayotzim and hakosol shein barochtum tefach. What happens is you have a support to hold it up, but it's not a tefach wide, so we couldn't use the support as a korah. V'lo barkin shalish. Yesh omim shetzar shiu chazokim lekabla. What's that? The supports, do they have to be able to hold the korah only, or do they have to hold the korah together with an ariach on top of that? The question is, these supports, since they're not, if they themselves were wide enough, then we would call them the korah. But since they're not, the question is, do they have to be strong? Or if they're not strong, then it's as if the entire korah isn't strong. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir, nochon lahachmir. Sif yutes, im hoysa hakorah agula tzar shebe keifa gimel tfachim shaz yesh barach batefach. Since it needs a width of a tefach, the halachi is that it's got to be three tefachim. If it's round, if it's a cylinder, so it's got to be three tefachim in order that it add up to a tefach, to a roch of tefach. Sifchaf, hoisa akuma. What happens if it bends? It means it's round on top, or else it's round on the bottom. Vakmimusa nota chutz lemavui. Now, if it's sideways, then we're talking about where it ends up going outside the mavui, and that doesn't count. Olamala mi dalid, or it's higher than dalid. Olamata mi yud. So the chelik that's out of there doesn't count because it's not in its right place. Too low isn't good. Too high isn't good, and outside the mavui isn't good. The area that goes out, if you cut that off, if you would still be left with a korah, at least by way of lovewood, it's kosher, and if not, it is not kosher. Whereas, what happens if it's round and it's all inside and between 10 tefachim and 10 ames, halachas, it'll be fine. Chaf Aleph. Hoysa yotzes mi kosel zeh vein nogas bekosel zeh. It doesn't go all the way to the other wall. Kagon, shesamchal amudim. You went in and put up amudim to hold the Korah. But, and it's resting on one roof, but the other one not anymore. V'chein shtei koris, achas yotzim mikosel zeh, v'achat yotzim mikosel zeh, upogu zu bezu be'emtza mavui. You have a korah coming from each side out, but they're not connected. It's not one piece. It's two pieces. Im eim b'neim gimel ksheri, yesh b'neim gimel psulim. If you don't have three tefachim between them, they're tok shir lovud, we count them as one big korah. Sivchav beis, you have two kores, one right at the tip and one, say, a little bit in. Neither one of them is strong to be makabel and ariach. Im yesh b'shteim kedei lakabel ariach l'rochvo, dahainu tefach. So what happens if the two of them together can carry an ariach? Ve'im ben zulu zu gimel tfachim, and they're within three tfachim of each other. Ein tzarech lavi korah acheres. You don't need another korah. The whole thing, the two of them would count as if they're one. Ve'im lav tzarech lavi korah acheres. Ve'yesh yom shetzirin liyaz krova zol lezo betok tefach, that they have to be so close to another within a tefach. Now this shita holds that a shir lovet is not enough. It's got to be within a tefach. The reason is very simple. Because even if you have a shir lovet, it can't hold an ariach. The ariach is going to fall right down in the middle of it. The shir of ariach is not theoretical. It's very lamaisa. So that's why this shita holds that you need a tefach, and this is the halacha.